everybody. The time is 3:02 in the p.m. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on the FM dial or online koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, the fastest 30-ish minutes in radio.
I think we're back to a full 45 today.
We'll see what Pinch Bottom says. You know what?
That's not an insult. That's his name.
Old Pinch Bottom. Let's see what he says.
Hey, easy. We're on the radio.
This is the Mascot Wedding Show. I am David Hatta.
And I'm Mac Blake.
Hey, Mac.
How's it going, David? Does my voice sound all right to you?
It sounds a little tinny.
It does sound a little tinny. Hold on here. Let me...
And like a bit of a priss. Maybe man that up a little bit.
Well, I am eating this giant lollipop. Should I put that down?
You should probably put that down.
Okay, hold on a second.
Just one more lick.
All right. That's good.
Where'd you get that sailor suit, by the way? That's very nice.
I got it at Sears.
That's cute.
Thanks. My mom was there where we picked it out together. We got matching suits, me and my mom.
Aw. Oh, that's right. You guys are doing that magazine cover shoot.
That's right. For, what was it?
I forget.
Mama's Boy Monthly or something?
I think so.
Attentive was, Parent Quarterly. So the phone number to pledge is 4725.
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, man.
We're all fun and done.
That's right. By the way, the song you just heard was Sorry I Took All Your Money by Scary Mansion off of their album Every Joke is Half the Truth on the Zum record label.
Neat.
And I'm not sorry I took... We took all your money.
That's right.
Pledgers. Because, let me see, we had a goal last week of we had a 30-minute show.
Uh-huh.
And so our goal was $300, $10
a minute. $10
a minute, David,
right.
What was our final tally for last week's pledge drive?
If I'm not mistaken, it was 530.
Bang!
$530, and we have everybody who pledged. We have to thank you so much. We exceeded our goal.
That's right. We're the talk of the town.
That's
talk
right.
Of the town.
We're the talk of the town.
People can't shut up about it. Jamaican Gold's Art Baker.
Yeah.
And you know how much Jamaican Gold rakes in.
That's right.
It got two words, cash cow.
Yeah.
Jamaican Gold came in here and he's like, hey, what you guys do is amazing. And I go, and you are? he was like, Art Baker. I was like, well, good luck with that show. No, I'm just joking. But he did say something nice about it.
Oh, great. Yeah, so we have everybody to thank who pledged. So our 2-week total was... like 705, something like that?
705.
705.
Which is awesome. And we had some people to pledge right at the end of the last show that we did not get a chance to thank, and we'd like to thank them now.
Yes, let us thank them.
You know one of them, David.
No, I don't. Which one? Which one?
You know, Al.
Al! Big Al in Houston, Texas. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Very generous pledge. He will be getting the Mascot Wedding CD. He will also... actually, he called me the other day. Said he's going to throw another $20 on top of that. He's getting the International Tomato T-shirt.
Oh, awesome. We also got a couple of sustainer pledges. I forget which one was which. Forrest Allen, checking in from 78759. Thanks a lot, Forrest, for pledging last week. Nicholas K.
Yeah.
From 78752. Also pledging. And Dave Justice, pledging on the internet.
Hey, former Atlanta Brave Dave Justice.
That's
thank
right.
you, buddy.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Good luck rebuilding that house.
Yeah, feel bad about that whole Halle Berry thing.
He likes the podcast, listens to the podcast.
Oh, excellent.
Which, good chance to remind you, podcast is show available at mascotwedding.com if you want to listen to him, right?
Yeah, if you want. They're there.
So how's it going, David? You're looking good.
Am I? I'm so well rested. I'm so fit.
Arrested?
Yeah.
What do you mean by
I'm
that?
I'm not rested.
Arrested?
Yeah.
I thought you said arrested.
Yes, I've been arrested. I haven't been arrested.
Okay, this well, then why'd you say that?
This is going... I said I'm well-rested.
This is not a bit. We're just confused.
This is going nowhere. How are you, Mac?
I'm doing good.
Yeah? Are you ready to rest on our laurels this week? You ready to sort of bask in the glory that was the membership drive?
No. No, I'm not ready to do that.
Wait, why not? I was all ready. I had like a little zinc to put on my nose. I was going to lay out.
Can't do it. Pledge drive's over, David. New season starts today.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're like Kobe.
I'm like Kobe Bryant.
After he loses.
Jim Gray sticking a microphone in my face. Kobe, how's it feel to have your dream shattered? New season starts tomorrow, I say through tears. And then I go to Colorado and do something bad. That's right. But there was a drawing we were going to do today, but I don't have all the names right in front of me. So we will do the drawing. And everyone who pledged during our shows was for any dollar amount. Was eligible for the drawing, but I will do that probably at sometime to this week.
Yeah,
and I'll post it on mascotwedding.com.
Don't commit to anything. Just it'll be on mascotwedding.com. All those who pledged are eligible. Check it out. See if you won.
Yeah. Sometime this week.
Yeah.
2 days left. Figure that out. But, you know, David.
Yes, Mac.
I can't walk down the street without people coming up to me and they're like, hey, Mac, how's it going? Like, pretty good. Like, Mac, who are your enemies?
I get that all the time, too.
Really?
Yes.
They're like, David, who are you at war against?
They're like, hey, David, what's with the machete? And I'm like, taking names. Like, for what? Oh, I got to make it to the top. I'm always trying to make it to the top, Mac.
I know you're trying to make it to the top.
And anybody who's trying to make it to the top is going to have some enemies along the way.
That's right. Oh, by the way, I should mention, before we get into this, we have a really awesome guest lined up for the second half of the show.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yes, we do.
Yeah, it's March. It was March. What happens during March, David?
Truck month.
Also known as March Madness.
March Madness.
Yeah, the NCAA basketball tournament. It's now down to the Final Four here in April. And we got a pretty big guest.
Very big.
Very big. We've been tracking this guy for the better part of a month. And now that we're at the tail end of March Madness, because it's April, we finally got him on the phone. Possibly the biggest personality in collegiate sports, definitely in collegiate basketball.
Mr. Basketball, yeah, I would say.
So look forward to that in the second half of the show. Something we missed talking about because we had Pledge Drive was during South By, as the kids like to call it.
Oh, SX?
Yep.
Yeah.
They had the Austin Music Awards, and they released the top 10. They had the awards for like best radio show in Austin. They had the top 10 radio shows in Austin.
Okay, so it's really like a participants award because it was the best show in Austin, and then 9 others.
Yeah.
So come on up and get your spanking.
But I gotta say this: we're a rookie show, right?
Right.
We're trying to move up in the world, right?
Of course.
This list of 10 shows. We got to take them down.
Let's do it.
This is our enemies list right here.
This is it. This is it. This is like, we're like Nixon now.
Exactly.
Just crossing people off.
You think we're going to get to the top without having these people go under our wagon wheels? No.
Yes.
They're going under the wagon wheels.
And you know what? It's a better alternative because I was really not looking forward to bombing Cambodia.
I don't know what that means.
That's what Nixon did.
Oh, okay. Now, some of the people on this list of 10 shows, top 10 shows, that we're going to take down because I assume we're number 11.
Yeah, I would say 10A or 11.
Yeah. I mean, they only went to 10.
Okay.
So I imagine, like you said, 10A.
Yeah, we're in the conversation.
Yeah. And so some of these shows above us, they're on co-op.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You mean they were on co-op.
Well, I will say this. There was a comic arc in the Justice League where Batman devised... plans to take down every member of the Justice League in case they went wayward, if you will.
Right, yeah. Sure.
Professor Xavier of the X-Men also devised something called the Xavier Protocols in case he ever had to take down any of his X-Men. He had plans how to kill Wolverine, his best friend. So I got to say, there's some co-op people on this list. You know, I'd hate to ever have to use these plans, but I'm going to make them nonetheless.
Or if Mac were to make these plans, then I... as Ra's al Ghul, will steal these plans and use them for dominance in radio.
But we're going to need your help. 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Pledge right now. No, I'm sorry.
No, can't do that. Actually, you know what? If you want to give us money, give us money.
Well,
that's fine.
We pocketed from this
point on. I got a PayPal account that you could just slip it on over to.
That's right. But yeah, call in 472-5667, 472-KOOP if you want to help us devise some plans to take down our enemies, these shows in front of us, shows in the way between us and our goal.
That's right.
Thank God you're not on this list, Chuck Freeman.
Uh-oh. Oh, heavens to Betsy, we would miss you.
We'd have to take you down.
Yeah, we'd have to drive you off the road.
All right, so you ready, David? You want to help? Want to devise some plans here?
Let's do it.
Show number 10, Folkways.
What is that?
I don't know. It had like it said it's DJ and it had like 3 people.
Is that like is that basically just like the Pete Seeger show?
It's on like, it's on KUT.
Yeah, forget it.
But here's the thing. It's got 3 DJs, right?
Yeah.
They need 3 DJs to do that show.
They do.
I say we map out their routes to the station.
Uh-huh.
And we make sure 2 of those people get into a car accident. Nothing fatal or even injurious, just you know like a little fender bender. And while they're dealing with like switching insurance or whatever.
Yes.
This one guy, is only one guy can make it to the show.
He's not going to make it.
We do some research, right?
Yeah.
We find out which one's the weakest member mentally.
Uh-huh.
And then only that guy gets the show. All of a sudden, he's the only guy in the studio.
All of a sudden, he's flop sorting everywhere. Just a yeah. here's one from Joan Baez. I really love it.
I wish somebody else was here, but it's just me in the studio.
They should have called by now. They usually have the same route. They have it down to a science.
Where's that sweat go?
All right, on the board.
What happens to that board?
Electricity.
That's right. Folkways, don't make us do it. Step aside.
Cross them off the list.
Yep. Number 9 is a show right here on Co-op, Celtic Storm. I've never heard of it
before. Oh, the sports talk show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I figure once the Celtics make their inevitable postseason collapse,
yeah,
and because of the whole losing in the Super Bowl Spygate thing, Patriots is kind of on a wane, and let's face it, baseball season is pretty long.
Yeah.
So I think that show will just naturally wane.
It'll peter out, because you know what? There's no room for Boston talk at Co-op.
It's weird that there is like a Boston-based sports talk show.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You're not going to find that show anywhere else in the community, I guess.
It's underserved part of the community, I guess.
I guess Round Rock has a big Southie population.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, out there. Sully. Hey, this is Sully calling in. I love Celtic Storm. Go KG.
Hey, what you think about the Bruins' chances this year?
They're really drawn to Williamson County, those Southies.
Yeah.
You know what? I totally forgot about the Bruins. I was like, hockey, that's not a sport.
Everybody forgets about the Bruins. That's right. My NHL 99 team. Oh, I still miss you.
My NHL 99 team was the Canucks.
Boo.
I always, Marcus Naslund.
Nope, sorry.
I think, who else did they have? Oh, no, wait.
I had Ray Bourque. I had Anson Carter.
I'd play actually 3 teams total. I played them. I played the Stars, which, man, that team was loaded.
Oh, that was a good team.
Madonna, Hall.
Yeah.
Some of those kids are still around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you're going down.
This is Hockey Talk on Co-op Radio. We're talking not recent hockey. We're talking Super Nintendo. Nintendo 64 games.
It's a puck off Thursday. Crossing with the puck offs. Because that sounds like another word.
It does.
That's why radio likes doing that. 472-5667 if you want to help us take down our enemies. All right. Number 8 on our enemies list, Blue Monday. Larry Monroe.
Okay,
KUT. How are we taking him down, dude?
We're letting him take himself down.
Oh, yeah. How's he going to do that? Is he going to eat himself out of the audio booth?
We're going to let him curse up a blue streak one day.
Really?
He'll be like, we've got a very delicious song from the Coasters and blah, blah, and then he'll just go off on a tirade, as he usually does. I don't know why he hasn't been picked up for that yet.
So you think he'll take care of himself, if you will?
I think so, yeah.
Key crucial arrow.
Or maybe...
excuse me. Larry Monroe. Go ahead.
Maybe he'll take care of himself in the 7 way. You remember in 7, what they did for gluttony?
That's right.
Yeah.
You think he's going to eat a lot of sauce?
I think he's going to eat a lot of himself.
Oh, my God. We got Larry Monroe. All right. Larry Monroe, gone. Number 6 on the list, Lounge Show J. Robillard. He's a friend of the show.
That is going to be tough to murder him in the ratings.
I know.
And in life.
He's a tent pole right now.
Yeah, he is.
Co-op. Can't have a tent without a tent pole.
He's holding up the station.
He's got a tent pole show.
Yeah.
Lounge Show. A lot of fans. Good show, by the way.
Good show. Great show. Love it.
Hey, good show, great guy.
Good show, good guy.
You know what we're going to have to do?
What's that?
How about this? Broker a treaty with him.
How about this?
Yeah.
Well, would you like to elaborate on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Broker a treaty. He can stay.
Uh-huh.
I'll even let him stay above us on the list as long as he changes the name to Mascot Wedding Presents the Lounge Show.
That's a lot better than my idea.
What was your idea?
Put a burlap sack over his head.
Uh-huh.
Put him in the car.
Yeah.
Drive him to the border. Say, you've lost your Texas privileges. We love you, J. Robillard. Stay out of Texas.
I can't do that. He brings in a lot of money during pledge drive.
Yeah, he does. He could do the show from, he could simulcast it, I think.
Oh, border radio?
Yeah.
Hmm. Tell you what, if you don't like Mascot Wedding Presents the Lounge Show, Jay, look into that.
Yeah.
Actually,
let's put it this way.
Yeah.
You better like the Mascot Wedding Presents the Lounge Show.
Because otherwise?
Or you lost your Texas privileges.
Exactly. Like Marcellus Wallace.
That's right.
All right. Number 6. Sorry, Jay. Number 6. No Control. Chuck Loesch. 101X.
Oh, 101X?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know. What is that?
You know what? Gosh, I want to just give that show time,
like a,
too.
I think it's like a metal show.
I think it is. I think it's like it's beeps and clicks, but in not in a good way.
Yeah. Maybe call up... The problem with that is he's got his corporate paymasters to answer to.
Yeah, he does.
Maybe, who do you think advertises during that show? Cheetos?
I think probably like Foot Locker, maybe.
Foot Locker?
Yeah.
write a couple letters to Foot Locker. Next thing you know, Chuck Loesch, out of there.
Or maybe.
You have no control over your job anymore. Hit the bricks, Loesch.
Or maybe, you know who else has no control?
Who?
Glenn Danzig. Let him loose on the studio. Let him tear the place apart with his little tiny frame.
All right, how about this? We call up Chuck. We're like, hey, Chuck. Not you, Chuck Freeman.
No.
And we're like, hey, Chuck Loesch, host of No Control. We can hook you up with a Glenn Danzig interview. But right before Glenn Danzig comes in, we disguise ourselves as Red Bull salesmen.
Yeah.
And we're giving away a lot of free samples. But, you know, we put in that Red Bull.
What's that?
You know what horse tranquilizer is?
Yes.
This is the opposite of that.
Wow.
Makes his horses go buck wild.
Wow.
Yeah, put that in the Red Bull.
So some sort of coked up Glenn Danzig?
Exactly, if you will. And put him on Chuck Loesch's studio. Next thing you know, Chuck finally realizes who does have no control.
I don't like that idea, Mac.
But I work so hard.
I love it.
He's off the list. All right. Lone Star State of Mind, hosted by Bobby Ray on KGSR. Again, I've never heard of the show.
Once Willie Nelson dies, he's going to have nothing.
I think it's actually a show about beer.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one then. Everybody loves beer.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That'll take care of itself, if you know what I mean.
I do.
You drank a lot, certain things happen. I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm not going to mention them specifically, but, you know, if you have an entire show dedicated to one beer and drinking a lot of it, you're not long for this world. Hopefully, my dream for Bobby Ray, V8, State of Mind.
Here's my...
he has a show just about a delicious vegetable blend.
Here's my hope for Bobby Ray.
Yeah.
He gets the help he needs.
Yeah, me too. I hope so.
A clean living state of mind. How about that?
How about that, Bobby Ray? Bobby Ray, try that on.
It's time, Bobby Ray. It's time. Let's clean it up.
But once he loses that bad boy image, he comes along with heavy drinking.
Yeah.
He's out of there.
He's going to have to burn all those Hawaiian shirts he has.
I know. That's a lot of them, too. Twine Time, hosted by Paul Ray on KUT.
Ooh, I love that show.
That's number four. You love that show, really?
I do.
What show is it?
It's a sort of an old soul and R&B show on Saturday nights. Sometimes I like to put on a cowboy hat, roll down the windows, and go cruising and pretend I'm Harrison Ford, American Graffiti.
All right, how about this then? We can offer him the same thing we offer Jay Robillard.
Okay.
Mascot Wedding presents Twine Time.
I was way too eager to... I love that show. Okay. I can't wait to put a burlap sack on his head.
I was just talking about the... we'd preface the show name.
I've already bought two sacks. What am I going to do, not use them? Carry my groceries in them? No.
I guess not. All right. Next big thing, Andy Langer. I think that show's not on 101X anymore.
I don't think it is.
Didn't he sign with somebody else?
He signed with a competitor,
Like KUT or KGSR or something
KGSR.
Like that. You're out the window, Langer.
See? We're already in the system. We're already figuring out the holes in the matrix.
All right. This next one's going to be tough. He's number two.
I bet he is.
On Mascot Wedding's Most Wanted list, or the Austin Music Awards Best Radio Show list. This guy's got his claws in deep. Eclecticos with John Ailey. KUT.
Yeah, he does. Huh.
He's a curious guy. He's curious like a cat.
Yeah, he is.
Maybe there's some sort of trap we can set for him.
Maybe. Maybe the most cunning trap of all.
What's that?
Mousetrap. A human mousetrap.
What if we tell him that it's... Oh, really?
Yes.
A human mousetrap.
Yeah.
How does that game get started?
I forget.
472-5667, 472-KOP. What starts the mousetrap? I know there's like a ball going down a chute.
There's a net.
There's like a shoe kicks a can or something like that.
Yeah.
And then a man goes into a pan. Down comes a net, trap is set. No more eclecticos. What if we tell him that it was Terry Gross's set of mousetrap? He'd be like, oh, Terry Gross, I love her.
Oh. That would be a really fun time. Maybe get to take her out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We can go down to Mother's, split a portobello sandwich.
Failing that, you know what I'm going to give John Ailey from Eclecticos?
What's that?
Just a giant ball of yarn. he loses track of time playing with it because it's so big.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's like a giant ball of
yarn. Giant ball of yarn.
Yeah. He shows up late for a show. Jay Trachtenberg, Hawk Mendenhall over at KUT, have had it with him. Like, you know what? You showed up late one too many times.
Yeah.
There was a giant ball of yarn. Tough? Or is Hawkman Hall the guy that sounds like this? Is that him?
I don't think so.
Oh, well. But yeah. You think it's enough?
I think it's enough.
All right. And number one show. Number one show that's in our way. Chillville. Hosted by Ray Segern I think is how you say his last name. I don't know. A 101X.
Is that 101? Yeah, that is that 101X show. Chillville.
Once again, another show I've never heard of.
Yeah, it's awful.
What kind of music does it play?
Chill music.
Like what?
You know, like Crazy Town. Like that, Come My Lady, Come My Lady. That song. Imagine that, sung by like 12 different artists in a rotation for about 2 hours every Sunday morning.
Every man has their weakness, David.
Yes, sir.
Everyone has their pressure points. Everyone has their vices.
Yes.
We've got to find out what Ray said. What do you think his vices are if he hosts a chill show?
Let's see. If he hosts Chillville?
Yeah.
Maybe takes one too many chill pills.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah.
How do you want to exploit that? You taking pictures to do it, or you think you want to send him a message?
No, I want to send him a message.
So let's say he's got a little, he's taking a little Blue Monday by the mouth, you know?
Yeah,
taking
maybe.
He's got a little pill case of Blue Mondays.
Chasing the white rabbit down the hall? Sure, yeah. Sure.
Got a pill case of white rabbits? What if he's got a pill case of Mexican white rabbits? You follow me?
No.
Slip him a Mickey Finn.
Oh, okay.
That's right. He goes on the air. He's all goofed up on his chill pills, right?
Yeah.
Swears on the air. The ultimate DJ sin.
Yeah.
There's no greater sin than swearing on the air.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, no more Chillville.
That's right.
Splitsville for that guy.
He's announcing the races at Manor Downs next week. That's the only microphone he can get a hold of.
Oh, he's going to take my job. I was doing that.
Oh, no. That's right. How's that going, by the way?
Oh, horrible.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you don't strike me as you don't really like it, it seems.
I forget the horse's name midway through the race.
Yeah, you've been making him up a lot.
That is the problem.
Yeah.
All right, enemies. We don't want to have to use these things, these protocols for taking you down. We don't want to have to do it. Be the bigger people and step aside.
We've got them, though. You have been warned.
Yeah.
It's on the air right now.
That's
right. You had your opportunity to listen.
Yeah.
You had your opportunity to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
You had your opportunity for Jay Robillard to find some sort of helmet that is way too big for a burlap sack to fit over.
Yeah. You come to, why do you think, what's his face? Who's the host of Twine Time?
Paul Ray.
Paul Ray. What do you think he does a show with a giant sombrero on, starting from this day forward?
That's right.
Can't put a burlap sack around today, a sombrero.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Which is also my favorite Drew Carey book.
Oh, really?
I think.
He's an author?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everybody's an author.
Hey, you want to pay some bills?
Let's pay some bills.
All right. We'll be back with more Mascot Wedding Show right after this. Greetings and welcome back to the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac and joined by David. And we have, I think, a special caller on the line, someone we've been tracking down. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello there!
Who, is this Dick Vitale?
This is Dickie V, baby, yeah!
Dick, we've been trying to track you down for the entire month of March, and now that the NCAA tournament is down to its Final Four, we managed to get you on the phone. This is a real treat for me especially. I'm a huge fan of yours, and just first of all, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, it is a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to be on Co-op Radio and the Mascot Wedding Show in Austin, Texas.
Wow.
That rattle.
Battle cattle. That's right.
There you go.
All right.
I saw Mac Brown on a plane from Baton Rouge to Biloxi. He told me all about coaches. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a real exciting thing. So, I got to ask you straight off the bat, Dickie V. It's down to four teams. Who's your pick to go all the way?
Oh, that is going to be a tough one.
Well, I guess go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Mac.
Well, we can start Kansas UNC. You got Roy Williams versus his old school. Who do you think is going to advance the next round?
Oh, that's a tough one. It's a battle of deep team versus deep team. Kansas has got the senior leadership of Sasha Khan, but North Carolina's got Psycho T, Tyler Hansbrough. He's on my all-Windex team, clean in the glass.
So who are you choosing?
I'm going to go with North Carolina on that one. Going way to the finals.
All right, then we go to the other side of the bracket, UCLA versus Memphis. Bruins versus the Cats. Who do you like?
Bruins, Cats. It's a meow mix, baby. But I'm going to go, oh, boy. I'm getting all hot palpitations. You got UCLA with Kevin Love, Darren Collison, Luke Rashad Mbamute. Oh, it's fun to say. But Memphis with Derrick Rose, the diaper dandy. And Chris Douglas Roberts, you can't forget about him. I'm tap dancing, Mac. I'm tap dancing.
So who do you think's
going to go, I'm gonna go Memphis. Memphis going to the finals, baby.
So Memphis UNC, is that right?
That's right.
So who do you think's gonna take it home if you don't
Oh, that's a tough one. As my old friend Jimmy V used to say, I don't know, but I'm going to probably go with Memphis cutting down the nets, baby.
Have you been able to go to any games?
I have not. I've been too busy trying to get ready for the Final Four. But finally, I'm here in Houston. I'm looking forward to seeing the games. It's going to be awesome, baby.
You mean San Antonio?
No, I am in Houston, Texas, the Space City, getting ready for some Final Four action.
I'm sure you know this, Mr. Vitale. The Final Four is in San Antonio this year, not in Houston. It's a little bit farther south.
It's what now?
It's in San Antonio, not Houston.
Oh, boy, I have messed up, baby.
Are you really in Houston? Is that where you thought it was?
I am in Houston. I had to fire my secretary, so I booked my own flight, and I booked it to Houston instead of San Antonio.
Well, good luck booking another flight, I guess, to San Antonio.
Yeah, I don't even know if I got enough money to buy a ticket.
Come on.
My assets are a little frozen right now. I've kind of got loans that are in arrears.
Really?
It's going to be a tough time for old Dickie V getting out of H-Town, baby.
Are you serious? I mean, no, you're just fooling with us. I mean, you're pretty loaded, I imagine. I don't want to be rude.
I used to be loaded about 5 years ago, but then I started making some bad decisions, a couple of bad investments, and now Dickie V is in a bind, baby.
Can you, what about all that DiGiorno money? I mean, you do a lot of endorsements for things, including DiGiorno pizza.
Yeah, I did not read the fine print on that contract. I get paid in pizza, baby!
Oh, no.
I thought I was going to get paid some fat pizza cash. No, I just got paid in fat pizzas!
You literally get paid in pizzas from DiGiorno.
I do.
That's horrible.
They tricked me good.
It sounds like they did.
Yeah, I just got back from Spokane, Washington. I have to, part of my contract says I got to go to grocery stores around the country and sell DiGiorno pizzas in person.
Wow. That's pretty brutal.
The people of Spokane, not a real pizza town, baby.
I didn't know whether they were or not. Hey, well, I got to the phone. Who do you think is going to be player of the year? I mean, it looked like during the main season, Tyler Hansbrough had it locked up, but Stephon Curry's play for Davidson during the tournament, I think it's a two-horse race now.
Oh, Stephon Curry styling and profiling, but you can't forget about Psycho T. You can't forget about Michael Beasley. You can't forget about DJ Augustine.
Oh, that's
you
very nice of you.
You can't forget about that guy from UCLA. I forgot about him.
Kevin Love?
I'm so tired. Kevin Love, thank you.
Why are you so tired?
I was up all night playing a card game, and I lost my cell phone to Bobby Knight.
Wait, you lost your cell phone to Bob Knight during the card game?
During the card game. He is fierce. He is a fierce competitor, baby.
Oh, yeah. What's it like working with him? I know he's part of the ESPN coverage team for college basketball right now.
Oh, he's great, baby. He's always bringing the analysis. He's always bringing the energy. Do you guys get picked up? Do you think a lot of people at ESPN listen to your show?
Probably not.
I am frightened of Bobby Knight, baby.
You're frightened of Bobby Knight? Why? I mean, is
he
just gruff?
He is a mean, mean man.
I'm sorry to laugh, but this is just, I mean.
He tried to, one time he tried to run over my foot with his car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Why did he do that?
Well, actually, it wasn't my foot.
Oh, yeah?
It was my Jay Billis.
Oh, my God. Bobby Knight tried to run over Jay Billis with his car? Did he do it?
He tried pretty successfully, baby.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Let's just say Jay Billis ain't pretty no more.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. He's the old Windex team because his face was all over the glass.
How come none of this stuff ever makes, like, the newswire?
Because Bob Knight's got people in high places.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Well,
You guys aren't owned by those folks who own Intercom, are you?
No, no. Why do you say that?
Oh, don't let those Whig people get a hold of you.
All right, I won't. Well, how are things on a personal level? Are your family doing all right?
Oh, my family's doing great. I sure wish Loretta would call me, though.
Once again, sorry for laughing. What's the matter with Loretta? Why won't she call you?
Oh,
this is your wife, Loretta Vitale, right?
Yes, my wife's Loretta Vitale. She's like DJ Augustine. She sees the greener pastures of the pros, and she's gonna go.
What are you implying there?
Just like DJ Augustine's going pro, my wife Loretta's been in Hawaii for 3 weeks and hasn't called me, baby.
Well, now Bobby Knight's got your cell phone. I think it's gonna be kind of a problem.
Yeah, I can't get a hold of her. I'm in a payphone right now. I'm just making this call, baby, talking about the Final Four.
Well, I should say we have college basketball legend Dick Vitale on the phone.
Oh, yeah, baby.
The Mascot Wedding Radio Show. And you're currently at a phone booth. You going to go rent a car and drive to San Antonio after this?
I got to find some cash. Maybe I could sell one of my fine suits that me and Jimmy V used to buy back in the day, baby.
You know, I got to say, your support of the Jimmy V Foundation has been really impressive over the years.
Oh, boy, I got to tell you, I love Jimmy V. I love him so much. I think about him every day. Walking on the sideline, styling and profiling like Ric Flair.
So what else you got coming up, Dick? What do you think you're going to do after the tournament?
Probably sleep for a very long time. I just got to sleep all this away. I got to sleep the memories. I got to put them to bed, baby.
Memories of what?
I'm haunted by a lot of demons right now.
Oh, my God. Like what? What is that?
I think that was my bus.
Is that, is this payphone like at a store or something?
No, I'm at the bus station, baby.
Oh, okay. Oh, are you going to catch a bus down to San Antonio?
No. I don't know where I'm going. I got to go far. I got to go far away from here.
Why? Why do you got to get away from there? Are you all right? Is someone chasing you?
Actually, I didn't think so, but there's a pretty tough-looking street gang coming to me. You ever seen Death Wish 3?
I haven't seen Death Wish 3.
Oh, I need
Wait, I have.
Kersey.
I have seen Death Wish 3. Oh, my gosh.
I need Paul Kersey right now, baby, with his little pipe gun, a-shooting and a-blowing away of people.
Hey, let me ask you this while I got you on the phone. Do you think DJ Augustine, Texas's standout sophomore point guard, do you think he's going to go pro next year?
Of course he's going to go pro. Oh, my God, they've got knives. I got to go, baby.
Hey, Dick, one more question.
Tell Loretta I love her.
Hey, Dick, your last name, is it some kind of Spanish? Dick? Nope. Dick Vitale, everyone. Well, that was pretty amazing. Dick Vitale calling in during the show. That's pretty great. What'd you think of that? What do you think of Dick Vitale calling in?
I thought that was a whole lot of scary. I'm not going to lie to you. I love Dick Vitale. I thought that was great that we got him. I thought that was great the first couple minutes where he provided us in-depth analysis.
And then the last, he gave us some analysis right there. DJ Augustine going to go pro. That's
yeah, no. That did you listen to the rest of the call?
He was talking about something.
I think he's in trouble.
Well, he'll probably work his way out. If he's Dick Vitale, he's loaded. He's got a lot of money.
Were we listening to the same conversation?
Yeah, I think we were.
All right. Well, yeah. Great to hear from Dick Vitale. That was a really good get on our part. I wish he had gone a different direction with that information. But good for us. Good for the Mascot Wedding Show for getting Dick Vitale.
Yeah, I got to thank our boy K-Love for tracking that down in the Mascot Wedding headquarters. K-Love, who has been on the trail of Dick Vitale for a couple weeks now.
Thank you, K-Love. Appreciate it.
Yeah. His first name, Kellen. People get him confused with Kevin Love, but no.
Yeah, they do. No. Which actually, I think he tricked Dick Vitale into thinking that he was Kevin Love.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Well, folks, we're almost out of time here. Make sure you keep it tuned right here on Co-op for the next show, the next part of the new Power Thursday lineup with our main man, Slappy Pinch Bomb. Slappy, what can we look forward to on the Odd Preoccupation?
Lots of Frank. Just plenty of Frank. More Frank than you probably would like to have. Frank.
All right. We're a beans show.
Frank. Cool beans. Say.
Yeah. But, well, that'll do it for this edition of the Mascot Wedding Show. For podcasts and more information of the show, you can go to mascotwedding.com. We like to give a shout out once again to everyone who pledged during last 2 weeks' Pledge Drive show. Thank you so much. We'll be doing the drawing for the prize pack in the near future.
Yeah, we'll do it soon.
So, David, what are we going to rock out to here?
Oh, I don't know. A little Graham Parker and the Rumor off the Ultimate Collection. This is Hold Back the Night.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.